Our political system has let you down. When Congress has a 10% approval rating, but 90% of the time they get re-elected every year, then you know there's something off and it is a fixed or rigged system. Look what happened just now in the Ukraine. When protesters stormed the square to fight for democracy, but they were victorious and they got their freedom back. So get involved. Fight for what you believe in.
Arnold Schwarzenegger imploring you to be involved in politics so we don't end up like the Ukraine. A little bit of the example there. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start in and around Washington on some real biggies. First, let me fill in the blanks on the Ukraine. Basically, they are a ship without a rudder. Although, don't tell that to the people there. They're waiting to have the free vote in another 6-7 months from now. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney kind of sidestepped, as he often does, the tough question about the United States, who they're going to recognize as the leader of the Ukraine, because the opposition leaders are lining up and they issued an arrest warrant for the president, Yanukovych. And that's how you say it, by the way. Yanukovych is what I heard today. So Carney says that his actions had undermined his legitimacy. But what does that mean? They don't know where he is. Supposedly, maybe in a Russia stronghold somewhere. That's a possibility. In the meantime, the Ukraine is asking for help. $35 billion worth of it. The European Union, the International Monetary Fund, meeting behind closed doors to try to determine what they can do. Before this, they were already at almost 8% unemployment, ridiculous inflation, and of course now it's just completely exploded. So the pressure valve is tightening in the Ukraine, despite the fact that the bad guy who was cutting off heads and was torturing people and was allowing soldiers to completely thrash the protesters now is in this crazy state of, I don't know, toss a coin, who's in charge? And that's a dangerous place to be. In fact, if you go to the State Department website, not surprisingly, they're telling you not to go to the Ukraine. And they're urging any Americans who do live there, because there are some, to keep an incredibly low profile and stay inside with the clashes happening. Even though everything that happened with the fire, with the Molotov cocktails, all that stuff pretty much has passed, because that was last week. They're still saying there are a few little things popping up in Kiev, and you don't want to take any chances. And that's because there's certainly a state of disarray. And in the meantime, it was Biden who just a week ago was threatening the president with sanctions, and now they're wondering where he is. Where he is. Oh, my. It never, ever ends, does it? Jan Brewer now, once again, has people weighing in on one of her decisions. And it's a big one. Senator John McCain is pleading for her to veto this service bill. And this is what the bill is. It would let businesses basically refuse to serve gays and lesbians if it conflicted with their religious belief. I mean, that's not quite how it reads. It's a religious protection argument. But a lot of this has to do with gay rights, because some of this was sparked by a man who owned a bakery and was a photographer and refused to serve a gay couple. Once he found out they were gay, he didn't want to do it. And then that sparked a lawsuit and started the ball rolling in this direction. Now, there have been other pieces of legislation in Ohio, Mississippi, Idaho, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. But Arizona's plan is the only one that has passed. So all eyes on Jan Brewer in this showdown in Arizona. So is she going to sign it? Is she not going to sign it? The reaction is strong all the way around on this. The people who oppose it say it's state-sanctioned discrimination and an embarrassment and makes Arizona look like a state of fools. The people who say, why not, don't understand what all the fuss is about and say it's not a gay rights issue, that it's a religious freedom issue. And I'm not so sure which way she goes on this. It's kind of one of those, I mean, it's a tough decision for her, and normally Brewer's going to go for whatever would benefit business, but you have a lot of businesses there, and we're talking even some serious rhinos who are saying this is bad for the state economy. This is bad. We don't want this. And some big companies are weighing in on it. Apple, American Airlines, Marriott Group, they're saying, don't do this. Because that means you're going to discriminate, and that's not good. Are they threatening that, hey, we're not going to look to be doing a lot of business there if that happens? But it already passed, and that's why it ended up, that already ended up in her lap. She has to decide. Now, John McCain and Jeff Flake, seriously, that's his name, too, by the way, the senators for Arizona, both are Republicans, both, I'm sure, are concerned, the Arizona Super Bowl host committee, that they want to, you know, they're hosting next year, and they didn't want to support the legislation. They don't want to be lumped into that. So there, some other people are saying the bill is been mischaracterized by opponents as a sword for religious intolerance, but it passed the state Senate 17-13 and strictly along party lines. So this is up to Brewer as to where this is going and whether or not she's going to sign it. And is it bad for business? I mean, listen, I don't care if you're left or left, right or right, or somewhere in between. Would this be bad for business? Would people avoid Arizona because they would kick something like this into place? There's certainly drama in this veto. And she can expect a gaggle of reporters to follow her around for the next couple of days, because if she should sign it or veto it, they want to get that the second it happens. What do you think should happen? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through.
Struck a nerve with Jan Brewer. If you want to weigh in, what do you think? There's other states hanging in the balance trying to decide on this legislation, religious freedom in a sense for businesses. If you are hardcore about whatever your religious belief is and you run a bakery, you run a post office, a little postal, you know, those mail service things, or any, whatever it is, whatever the business is, a sandwich shop, a bait and tackle place, you don't have to serve basically the people who you don't want to serve because of your religious beliefs. And this couldn't be more of a live wire as far as the discussions on it. So I got another one here from Doug who says, Kate, what is wrong with these people? You know what? I am a deeply religious man. I grew up Presbyterian. I believe in God. I truly do, sister. But I have to say, why do we constantly have to force our beliefs on other people? I think that too many people are interpreting the Bible in the wrong way. Can't we live and let other people live? Why is this such a big deal in Arizona? Why would you purposely try to discriminate against probably some lovely people? And they can say what they want. That it's not just about gay people, but it certainly seems like it's aimed in that direction. Shame on you, America. Grow up. Wow. So he's saying, do I have to interpret it? That, yep, I'm religious, absolutely. But can we not let people live and let others live. It's, you know, the only thing is, I mean, here's the thing. Put some of this aside for a second. You have a business, and you should, I mean, if you don't want to serve somebody, I don't, no matter what it is, no matter what the reason is, you know, it's like the restaurants, how it used to be, and I'm sure there still are somewhere that says, hey, no shoes, no shirt, I don't care who you are. I was in a place in Key West one time, and I saw the funniest sign a long, long time ago. It said something like, I don't care if you're a descendant of the old man in the sea, Ernest Hemingway, in other words, you ain't getting in if you have no shoes and no top on. And I guess if you throw this in the mix, what kind of lawsuits are you getting as a result of this? I mean, what's going to happen to Arizona, which is what John McCain is saying, and the other Republican senator that, here's what you got to think about. So, she may just sign it. I mean, there's only two ways to go. There's no in between on this. It's either a veto or she signs it. And I understand, and it's not surprising, they're knocking down her door to have this conversation. Knocking down her door. The other thing that's interesting, always on our radar, the three dreaded letters, the NSA, you have the Bar Association coming out and taking a big swing like a pinata. The NSA is the ultimate pinata, isn't it? Because, you know, now, who's disagreeing about some of the crap that's happening at the NSA? Not very many people. But the Bar Association is weighing in officially. Think of the legality issues here. They're saying, the American Bar Association is saying that they sent a letter to the NSA about reports that the agency's Australian counterpart spied on a U.S. law firm working for Indonesia. And they offered to share details with the NSA, including attorney-client privilege stuff. That's a big problem. I mean, that's a huge problem. Imagine what you could come across there. So we're talking about intercepting, sharing attorney-client privilege communiques by the NSA or any other third party. And think of how frank those discussions are. But these documents from our favorite leaker, Edward Snowden, showed that the Australian government did do it. They were tapping into this on heated discussions between some Indonesian officials, ministers, and an American law firm, which wasn't named, but was providing support on trade issues and legal protections for attorney-client communication. They say don't extend to communication with foreign governments. Boy, I would think that this would have some people up in arms. I mean, the civil liberties groups, one of the big online ones, just cheered that letter, saying, how do you represent clients and know that that information could be picked off? So, of course. I mean, that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to be able to do that, right? Oh, if you threw attorney-client privilege out, there'd be some scary things happening. Trust me, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. So as for the feel for what Brewer is going to do, I know from people in Arizona that it seems like she's going to veto it, but there's heavy lobbying going on. And it really could go either way, and it could become a law. But that, man, that interpretation, ooh, that would be the tricky part. I mean, I can just see I can just see some lawyers doing pretty well over this. Because of the confusion and the kind of discrimination that we're, you know, what kind of discrimination are we talking about? So there are some spotty things for sure. Hey, when we come back, one of the things we're going to also put into the mix is the Pentagon budget. Here we go again, talking about slashing benefits. Right? So what does that mean? While the president proposed a 1% pay raise for federal workers, what happened to the good old days of 3? They've evaporated, haven't they? Seems like 100 years ago. Kind of like Chris Christie's approval ratings. He was sky high. I think he thought he was going to be president. He was playing Hail to the Chief on his iPod. Instead, now his approval rating is 50% in New Jersey. Below 50%. And he had Democrats, Republicans. I mean, he was off the charts of popularity. And boy, that changed on a dime. Some lane closures of a bridge in rush hour traffic could tip his career in a completely different direction. And you think of last February, Christie's approval rating, and this is when they started putting him on the cover of Time magazine and stuff, 70%. And that's unheard of, 70% approval rating. Because there's always going to be some people that complain, right? But you're 50, you're 60, you're 70. That's incredible. But his stock has gone down. His stock has gone down. I don't think he relinquishes his role as the governor, but boy, there's a lot of indecision when it comes to everything else. And those big numbers are what was knocking him out of the ballpark with everybody else, and now he is spiraled down the firehouse ladder. I mean, a 9-point drop in a month. Woo! Not good. Stay with us. I'll meet you over the fence.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Homosexual.
You mean like flaming or?
Well, it's a standard question you have to ask.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Comedy legend Harold Ramis, dead at the age of 69. And that was a little clip from his movie Stripes. There were so many movies that he starred in, directed in, wrote. He directed Caddyshack, if you remember that. One of his more famous roles was in Ghostbusters, and he also directed Groundhog Day, Vacation. He directed that. And after a long illness, he succumbed to it. It was a strange blood illness that he had that 200,000 people get in the United States a year. And his close friends knew. I mean, he had some terrible things that happened to him starting in like 2010. I guess when it got worse. He had complications from some surgery for diverticulitis, which seems innocuous. I know people that have that, and they just avoid the things that you're not supposed to eat, right? But then that led to an autoimmune disease, and that's what really, really was the end. At one point, he had a bunch of therapy at the Mayo Clinic before he could even learn to walk again, but then got strength and all of that, but then he had a relapse and just never really recovered from that relapse. But man, he was brilliant. Some of the things that he wrote and put together, absolutely brilliant. Groundhog Day still holds up. Half of what he's done really will always hold up, I think. And a funny, 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 funny funny. Can't say it enough, person. One time we had him on a show that I was doing in California, and it was hard to keep up even. It's almost like, just keep talking because we can't even ask the right questions. It's too interesting. Who wants to stop and ask you a question? And I think when he just kind of was comfortable and was just talking, he was like that, according to people who had spent some time with him and did some interviews and whatnot with him. So you can imagine what his send-off will be like, because it'll be all about the comedy people that worked with him and their pledges to honor him with, I mean, just how tremendously talented he was. Absolutely. Some crazy things, believe it or not, happened over the weekend while you were sleeping and taking in the closing ceremonies in Russia, including this story, which I guess was talked about leading into it. But how do you run out of words at a spelling bee? So 19 rounds in a Missouri County organized spelling bee, the road to the National Spelling Bee, over the weekend, and only two of the 25 contestants who started are there. Several hours, 47 rounds later, an 11-year-old and her 13-year-old counterpart used up all the available words. So in Jackson County, Missouri, the spelling bee had to temporarily stop. Wow. That could throw off your momentum, I would think. It would throw off my momentum. I don't know if it throws off theirs, but they had to be so tired. And what were the words that they had trouble with, but they got them? I mean, Schadenfreude, Mahout, Barkenhuzie, Intaglio. I don't know. I think it's pretty tough. So Saturday, 66 rounds before they narrowed down even more to like 21. The contest picks up March 8th. Another library site. That's pretty tough. I mean, that's pretty tough. We are out of words. We are done. So we're stopping it right here. It's officially a tie. Because we have nowhere to go with this. There is nowhere to go. And I've never, of all the things I've heard, I have never heard of a spelling bee. Put the brakes on. We don't have enough words to continue this thing. I would feel ripped off if I were one of the two kids that were left. Because they study a certain way, and then they're up there, and then to have the whole thing blow up on them. That's rough. That is very rough. Very rough. Wasn't a rough day for investors. If you've invested in the stock market at all, which you probably have if you are lucky enough to have a 401k, and you might be controlling your own anyway. But, boy, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 104 points. I mean, that is crazy. 0.64%. That's an insane number. The S&P 500 jumps up over 11 points. So the money keeps going in the right direction, even though we've gotten some grim economic news. The confidence coming from other ports, I guess, is enough. But it's interesting how much the market went up, because that's a vote of confidence, a big vote of confidence to just roll that out and let it go where it is. And what happens with all the data that knocks things off? Well, it's kind of being shoved in a box somewhere for now. So that's probably a good thing. as we see what happens. Man, you open up that box and see what happens. It is killer. I mean, absolutely killer. And what's going on with Bitcoin? Bitcoin taking a lot of hits in the media lately, although I know some people that have it and they feel good about it. But the chief executive officer resigned from the whole organization over the weekend from the board of the Bitcoin Foundation. They confirmed it that Mr. Gox had left his seat open, and they thanked him for his efforts, and boom, that's it. That's it. I mean, this is the second time around that somebody, and there was a foundation person and a board member, has resigned from a position under a cloud of secrecy and shame, maybe. I don't know. But secrecy. When we question the whole Bitcoin thing. And you know what they say? If somebody wants it and it's worth something to them, then they'll pay for it. That's any investment. That's why you see some of the crazy things that happen in the art world. So the Bitcoin's traded about 191 in midday Monday in Tokyo, and the Coindesk index traded at around 578. So they say sometimes it reflects the market's belief that bankruptcy is a high possibility. A high possibility. This is the time when that investment advice you get from your buddy who seems like he struck oil but he got lucky in the market. This is the time to pull out that advice. So you're on the right side of some of these exchanges and some of what's happened with Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin is an interesting thing. And I honestly know some people who swear by it, and others who wouldn't go near it with a 10-foot pole. I bet in California they wish they had a Bitcoin instead of so much transparency. If you're ever going to be exposed, boy, that's the place to be. Because somewhere along the line, they're going to get you. I mean, that's what it feels like. When I lived in California, it was beautiful and all of that. But I always felt like someone was picking my pockets. And speaking of picking pockets, the Pentagon budget slashes benefits. And this always makes people nervous. What they're counting on to happen. So they, with this kind of economic, not kind of, but the economic growth spurts we're experiencing now, seems like it's a good thing. So the where we're turning and where we're twisting is a curiosity for sure. And with the Pentagon, what they're saying is they would reduce the Army size and they would trigger some more base closures, which when I was in television news, they were talking about base closures and people hated that. They were going to cut co-pays and deductibles and reduce the subsidies that military families could get for housing and low-cost goods, things in the grocery, things in the mess that they could pick up. And the defense secretary warns that this could be very controversial. Coming up, we're going to wrap up the Olympics with a writer from Bloomberg next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to America. Tonight in our virtual green room, Chris Ann Hall. She's an attorney and a former prosecutor, actually, who was fired because she was teaching the Constitution after work. We'll get the details from her. She's also a disabled vet of the U.S. Army. Boy, she's got a Russian linguist. That would come in handy now when we're talking about the Olympics and a whole slew of other things. Chris Ann, again, thanks for popping on ATN.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure.
All right. First, because we have the Olympics coming up, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. A Russian linguist. So how did you, when did you learn Russian, and tell us about that?
Well, I when I joined the Army, they picked the language for me.
Wow.
So you, yeah, when you join the Army and you take this test to get in, and if you score high on the test, then they give you the job to be a linguist, and then you have to take another test to determine what language you're able to learn, and based on that test, they gave me Russian.
Wow! So you're fluent in Russian, or pretty good with Russian?
Oh, I'm pretty good now. I was a whole lot better 10 years ago.
I bet. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so it's interesting. So some of those words we can't pronounce. If you're watching the Olympics, you'll be able to pronounce them, won't you?
That's right.
Good for you.
Well, not only that, I got to know a lot of the, you know, I mean, we didn't just become fluent reading, writing, and speaking, but we also became culturally fluent. So the Olympics in Russia is a very interesting dynamic, and watching Putin play his cards through this whole Russian thing has been something that's been very, very interesting for someone who has that kind of background.
Yeah, so tell us, what's your take on that? I mean, you saw them the other day, you know, there's people are talking about the Olympic Village is half construction, there's still construction going on, and there's all kinds of problems in the village, and more importantly, security is the number one issue. They're talking about these toothpaste tubes and all of that. What's your take on what you're seeing from your point of view?
Well, you know, my point of view is more of a relationship type of view between the neighboring countries. You know, we have all those, you've got Georgia and the neighboring countries there that are very unhappy with Russia. And because of where, I believe that Putin picked this spot, this exact spot for the Olympics to just thumb his nose up at those, at the two neighboring countries there and incite them into some type of activity so he could go in and take them back by force.
Yeah, you're not alone in that opinion. There are other people that are saying the same thing, that's why, and why did the Olympic Committee, in all its wisdom, pick them in the first place? And now we're seeing the other aspects of it and how it's being rolled out. From the point of view of targeting that area, what are your thoughts on that? Because, you know, obviously the security wasn't shared either. That would kind of go along with what you're saying with Putin. The Russians really aren't sharing what they did leading up to the Olympics, and now everybody else is scrambling to try to make it sure it's all secure. What do you think as far as security is concerned? Because we know there's a lot of people that say they would not go to Russia, that it just is not safe. They wouldn't take their families there.
Well, you know, I just sort of chuckle because the idea that the Russians would be sort of open and forthcoming with anything they're doing is really sort of amusing to me, which is, you know, the country should have gone into this expecting that. I mean, it's just who the Russian government is. When Putin, you know, there's no such thing as former KGB, okay? That's the one thing that we have to remember. They describe Putin as former KGB. There's no such thing. And so this is who Putin is. And, you know, the whole dynamics of the thing is, and I don't mean this in a sort of, you know, callous sort of way, is really sort of amusing because we know who they are and we know how they act. And the fact that we're running around surprised by that is amazing to me.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. The whole idea of former KGB, I've talked to enough people that they would echo that same thing. People who were on the other side of that for the U.S., for example. All right, tell us your story. What happened to you, the reason that you were fired because you were teaching Constitution after work? Who were you teaching the Constitution to, and how did that all go down?
Well, I was teaching to Republican executive committees, to grassroots groups. I had even taught our local elementary school a First Amendment lesson. And I had also attended, I guess really the crescendo of the whole thing was I attended a tax rally in front of our courthouse. And then I also went on our local talk radio show because at that time, I live in Florida, and so at that time our state attorney, our attorney general, Bill McCollum, had just filed a lawsuit against Obamacare. And so the local talk radio show knew that I had this history in constitutional law and wanted me to come and talk about the unconstitutionality of Obamacare. And I guess, you know, I never kept it any secret what I was doing. I didn't feel like I needed to hide the fact that, you know, when I got off work, I went and taught the Constitution. But my boss didn't like that very much, and he sent me an email and told me that I had to cease and desist all my association with right-wing fringe groups, and then explained to me that since I worked for the government, to advocate for limited government was an ethical conflict of interest.
Wow. Well, and especially since you were so open about it, obviously that's pretty interesting. What was the reaction of the people you worked with?
Well, fear, actually. Everybody shut up. I mean, really. It got very quiet around there because I was given an ultimatum. You stop doing this or you stop working here. And I had practiced First Amendment law for 2 years. And I knew that that my boss couldn't make this ultimatum of me. But I still had a choice to make. So my husband is a pastor, and he had just taken over a church, and that brand new church, and was receiving no salary at all. So our only income was my job. And we had to make the decision, you know, because I had already been teaching for several months. I had taught over 1,000 people at that time that history repeats itself, and we are going to see a day when we, you and I, are going to have to, and I said this back in 2009, you and I are going to have to stand up and defend our own liberty, just like our framers did. And the question became the one, you know, to our family was, okay, so now this question has come to you, is what is your sacrifice going to be? And my husband and I discussed it. We thought it would be really pretty hypocritical of us to say, you know, you're going to have to stand, but now that we have to, it's too much. So we just simply stepped out by faith and said, you know what, we believe that liberty is a gift from God, and we're going to stand for it. And that's basically how we got here today. I told him this is my First Amendment, and I'm not going to let you take it from me. And by the way, it's not just mine. It belongs to my child. And my child's liberty is worth more than my paycheck. And so we just stepped out, and we are working now on year number 4.
Wow.
Just this past year, I taught 265 constitutional training sessions in 22 states.
Wow. 260?
265 in 22 states.
In 22 states. And so there's a thirst for more knowledge, I guess, on the Constitution, I bet.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that I have sort of a little niche. Nobody else is teaching what I'm teaching. I've laid out the 700 years that it took to write the Constitution. And there are 5 fundamental documents that had to be written over those 700 years. They're documents that I call the genealogy of the Constitution. So just like if your great-grandfather had never lived, you wouldn't be here. These 5 documents are just that essential to the drafting of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the absolute stunning thing about this history lesson that I teach is that the tyranny of the past 1,000 years absolutely parallels what we see going on in government today. I mean, it's just absolutely shocking. The people who hear this lesson, their mouth hangs open at just how precisely we are repeating history. And then I not only teach the history, but on weekends I teach a 6-hour workshop, 5-hour workshop, really it's 6 hours in time, where I go through the history of the Constitution in detail, and then I walk through the Bill of Rights 1 through 10. And explain where they came from, what they mean, what our framer intended for us to have, and how we're missing a mark today. And I do this all from a historical perspective, not from an opinion perspective. So everything that I teach is from the words of the framers themselves. And I work really hard to make sure I'm historically accurate and don't inject a philosophy and opinion.
Yeah, knowledge is a powerful thing. Good for you. That's great that you're teaching that. And we'll tell everybody, if you want to know more about Chris Ann Hall, go to chrisannhall.com. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.